It's a matter of historical record, Teabing said, and Da Vinci was certainly aware of that fact. The Last Supper practically shouts at the viewer that Jesus and Mary Magdalene were a pair. The Da Vinci Code, page 244.
Oh, there you are. I thought I'd lost you.
Matt made me wait while he let everyone else go out in front of us.
I was just being polite.
So, what do you think?
About what?
He means the movie, sweetie. You know, the movie we just saw?
Oh. Well, I don't know. I like Tom Hanks. He's a great actor.
I thought it was fascinating. I mean, I never knew all of that.
Like what, Andrew?
Like the secret societies?
Hey, you ever heard of them, Chris?
Not really. Well, at least not before reading this book.
I think I need to read the book.
You haven't read it?
Uh-uh.
How about you, Matt?
Nope. Everyone says it's really good, though.
That's page-turner, that's for sure. It's easy to read and hard to put down. So why don't we read it, then? All three of us. We could meet once or twice a week, discuss it over coffee. Now, that would give us a lot more to talk about than a movie.
Oh, that's a great idea. I mean, I'm really interested now in finding out more. This is all so new to me.
Yeah, most of it's pretty new to me, too. What do you say, Matt?
Well, I've got a pretty light load this semester, so as long as you're buying the coffee, Chris, I guess I'm in.
You're so cheap, Matt.
All right, so next week at the Daily Grind.
Sounds good to me.
Me too.
It is a phenomenon. The success of the worldwide bestseller, The Da Vinci Code, took even its accomplished author by surprise. In addition to explosive sales, The Da Vinci Code has ignited a resurgence of interest in Leonardo da Vinci and in books that explore historical topics and conspiracy theories, as well as a general interest in theories about Jesus, Mary Magdalene, and the early history of Christianity. That's what this audio is about. As the subtitle suggests, it's a quest for answers, a further exploration of themes the novel introduced. Unlike the novel, this audio is itself a mere beginning for the topics we will discuss in the coming episodes that can launch a lifelong journey of discovery. The short upcoming episodes are structured as a series of conversations. The characters are fictional, but their discussions are based on real conversations, and the information they exchange is as real as the audio you are listening to. Though this audio is designed primarily for those who have read The Da Vinci Code or seen the movie, a familiarity with the novel is not necessary to enjoy and profit from this production. Granted, there may be a few plot spoilers in the episodes that follow, but the purpose of this audio is to delve more deeply into the claims and conspiracies of the story, not to spoil the story for anyone. So please, join me on this journey of discovery, this quest for answers.
The Da Vinci Code, A Quest for Answers, is produced by Campus Crusade for Christ. This audio drama and the book upon which it is based are not officially or unofficially connected with or endorsed by the author or publisher of The Da Vinci Code book, nor the producers or distributors of The Da Vinci Code movie.